views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Super. Wow, what happened right there? I got a little thing in my throat right there for the moment.
I'm not saying anything.
I know.
I'm not going to say anything. It's too easy.
Oh, man. I had like an awakening listening to that last show about all that stuff. I'm not doing that right. I got to be changing some things I'm doing.
You know, you'd be surprised on that kind of stuff just creeps up before you know it.
That is. Whose show is that? Tell people.
Lee Kaplanian, and it's Finding the Gifts.
And that gift had to be about power of attorney.
Estate planning.
Estate planning. And boy, did I hear some stuff that I did not know about.
Important.
Woo. That is something. Well, you get ready to hear some more stuff that you probably did not know about. Healthy Solutions Exposed. I like that. Healthy Solutions Exposed. My co-host today, Dr. H. Letty M. Transforming Your Bubble. I love this. Transforming Your Bubble. One blow at a time. That's it. That's your bubble. For those of you, these two must have been like in my brain. I grew up chewing bubble gum. Did you know that, Benny? I got suspended from school more times than you can even imagine. Popping that bubble.
Oh, in class?
In class.
Oh, okay.
Big old bazooka.
And you just didn't learn?
Bazooka bubble gum. Probably the worst thing in the world for
you. Oh, with the little comics and everything?
Yeah, with the little comics.
So is that the main reason why?
Do you know that?
I do know that.
Oh.
Joe Bazooka and the little comics.
Joe Bazooka.
And they always had like a little, did it have a riddle or something like that?
It had something in it. It was just fun, though. It was good.
Well, of course it should be while you're
totally
chewing gum.
Totally good bubble gum.
Chewing gum and looking at a little comic.
Chewing gum. And I used to be able to get like four of those in there.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Isn't
I'm impressed
that
right there.
Like,
that's like, did your jaw hurt after a while? Within like minutes, I'm sure.
I think as a kid, no.
Oh.
No. I think you develop that skill over time.
Which is now transposed into you being a radio show host with
exactly.
the jaw.
With the whole jaw.
Strength.
You know, the jaw of Hercules.
I'm picking up what you're laying down there.
Oh, the jaw of Hercules. I think the Seahawks need to get the jaw of Hercules. That's what I think. We ain't going there. But transform your bubble.
Transform your bubble?
Maybe the coach should talk to my co-host here today.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, I think. You know, this is great. This is a great show. So, you know, look, this is what I love. Do you embrace or reject change in your life? The ability to change your perspective and awareness in your life can be a metamorphic smile to the development of a butterfly. Now, look, many of us hear the word change and we run in the opposite direction. But why is it so important for us to understand what change is all about and the fact that we are changing all the time? And so, you know, part of this is looking at our lives and looking at what we can do to understand the things that happen in our lives. You know, sometimes we take a walk down a pathway and we think, oh, made a mistake. You know, for example, made a mistake like trading Percy Harvin. Made a mistake.
You think that's a mistake?
Made a mistake.
I don't think it's a mistake.
I don't know if it's a mistake or not, but, you know,
it's
looking
business.
Back.
It's all about business.
Think about that. Or maybe you made a mistake about, you know, doing something that was wrong at work. You know, I once did a study about the things in life, and one of the things we found in the study was, you know, one of the highest incidents of errors, happens in the workplace. And people are just wondering why that is. Now, there are laws of attraction, and there are laws of of exchange that go on. Today, you're going to hear from both of these amazing women about what we need to do to live in our own bubble, not allow external chaos to affect internal. And, you know, I have to tell you, I was listening on my radio today. I have, you know, for this short period of time, I guess, until I buy the satellite thing, I get to listen to some satellite radio. And they were talking exactly about this today, about what do we need to do to perceive our lives as good and juicy. Well, Dr. Teresa, Dr. H, as we know her, is someone that is out in the world asking us, inviting us to look at healthier solutions in our lives and to look at them in ways that many of us think, oh, I can't do it, but you can. You know, she is absolutely phenomenal. The Freedom Guru, a gifted, intuitive, holistic chiropractic physician, transformational coach, freedompreneur, radio celebrity and host, and works with people globally. She has a wellness clinic, which we're going to hear more about. But she's got a mission. Here's the mission. It's to teach over 1 million people how to create more personal freedom in their lives. You know, the focus is getting at the root cause of what's going on. And so beyond radio coaching and other media, she's an inspirational speaker, but she's somebody that is saying yes to taking a powerful message out into the world. Letty M., passionate, motivational. You know, she comes from a place that, you know, where the heart resides and opens up so that you can, she can, all of us can look at every action we take and notice that there is a reaction and that we have the power to change the course of our life at any given point in time. And so I love this because we look at the lessons, we look at things that are done, and, you know, we look at her life working in the health industry for, you know, over 16 years and what she's discovered. She believes that at any given time within ourselves exists the power to determine how our lives will impact ourselves and those around us. Today, as you both, all of you, step into this absolute conversation about what it means to transform your bubble, we're going to give you some tools, some tips, and much more. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for that great introduction.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting. Benny and I were teasing a little bit, unless you've been following Seattle Seahawks football, which you probably haven't. You know, there have been some things that have happened here that were not a surprise to many people, but were a surprise to others. But it really does talk to today. I mean, it talks to the idea of change and what happens with us when we have this idea. And you heard me tease a little bit like, oh, is that a mistake, you know, to trade? Well, you know, to trade someone that was perceived to be valuable, but didn't get along with people. So let's ask you, Dr. H, do we dwell on our mistakes or do we use them as stepping stones? You know, how do we wrap our minds around this even to get us started?
Well, we all make mistakes, of course.
Hey there. Did we lose you, Dr. H?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you. Go
okay,
for
sure.
It. Yeah.
So I say that it's accept the mistakes, let them go, move on. And so, you know, affirmations are a really good way to do that. But first, we got to take a look at, you know, the adversity and look at it as a positive. Learning, you know, we need to learn how to think of that problem or adversity or, you know, their potential teachers. So most of the time, we look at it as like a struggle, you know, their problems, and we look at it in the wrong way. So basically, if we view it in one of three ways, for instance, a problem, we can look at that as being something that we can't control, and we can always, you know, we're always going to have them. So it's not like they're going to, you know, go away. It's our response and reaction to what we're faced with. And so it helps us to decide how we're going to choose to respond if we can just look at it as a problem and know that we can't change it. Then we can turn it into a struggle. And that's where, rather than embracing that issue, you know, we can see it as a challenge. And then we tend to wish for something different or something, a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of embracing that issue, we just fight it. And so the more it becomes a bigger issue and it won't go away. And then, you know, it just continues to get worse and worse. But we can choose if we want to look at it more as an adversity and accept that problem, to embrace it with like an attitude of gratitude, you know, and then that's when if we look at it that way, you know, what it is we're not able to change it, but we can choose to go with the flow, or I can change it, you know, which will expand my capacity to take it on, and therefore that takes the change, which, you know, we don't like change as individuals. You know, we tend to fight that. But basically, you know, it's just adversity is not struggling with it. It's mm-hmm. just choosing to say, okay, I take a look at it, identify that I can change it. You know, what it is in my power to do so, I can change. What's not, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't change it, then look at it as, you know, your power, that's still power. Just choosing that I can't change it.
Mm.
And then, you know, that's huge. And then I can look at it head on and determine if I need to change something else within my own power or my own limitations to prevent this from happening to begin with. You know, or repeating the pattern, because we might just keep repeating the same issue if we don't take a look at what it is that we are doing to create it to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say, you know, with adversity, now you can view it as a stepping stone to expand your ability to change, because it's human nature, because we don't like change.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we learn to embrace that change, then the more that we can grow and develop as a human being. And so the affirmations are really good at that, because what we can do is sometimes we don't know what it is that we don't want, or what we want, I'm sorry, but we know what we don't want. So if you can even start with that and write down, you know, I know that I don't like change, or I don't like change. Okay, well then what do you want? And you can reframe that to, you know, change is necessary for my personal growth and development. Therefore, I like change. So you kind of go through a cycle of reframing those thoughts and repeating them, and writing them out really makes it a good thing, because it instills it, becomes more a part of you, and you start to believe it more.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that you can do that on a daily basis, just repeat that cycle until you do believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really a matter of effort that we have to put in. You know, if we don't put it in, then what I hear you saying is we let change pretty much take over and run our lives. You know, it's funny. It's really interesting. You know, our entire pop culture over the past, I'd say, decade, up until about a year ago, was based on, a trilogy, actually a book trilogy, a movie, the Twilight series. And one of the main characters in the movie became extraordinarily popular. Ashley Green, I think, played Alice. And Alice could see the future. And what she would say is, while she could see the future, that a person at any point in time could make a decision which would alter it. And boy, we so forget that we are the masters. Let's take a break. When we come back, Letty M is going to talk to us about our story. Do we own our story? Do we allow others to own it for us? You know, what is right with you versus what was wrong? You know, once you accept what's going on in your life and who you are, then what do? Can you move forward gracefully? Can you embrace and can you thrive? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. My special co-host joining me here today, Dr. H. Letty M., transforming your bubble. Yep, that's what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window?
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Bring back Destiny's Child. Go ahead, Benny.
Don't do it.
Don't do it? Okay.
It's just going to be all Beyonce. She has that personality. I'm sorry. She'll just be in front. Everyone will be like right back where they were.
Well, you might say she has transformed her bubble.
Yeah.
She has transformed her bubble.
Yep.
That's what we could say about the bee. She has become the bubble. Welcome back, everyone. We had a great show. Healthy Solutions Expos co-host Dr. H. Letty M., transforming your bubble. Look, it. This is a conversation about the process of change and about what it could be to you versus what you think you're experiencing in it, meaning that we are at choice. And so what is the story that you bring to the table? Do you really own your story in a way that empowers, or do you let others write that script, that story for you and own it? And so, you know, are we going to let others dictate what is right and what is wrong? And then how do we stand up for ourselves? I actually had a conversation with someone this morning, Letty, and, you know, about this, you know, where you ever get in front of your relatives? Yeah. Right, Letty? You ever get in front of your relatives and all of a sudden they're looking at you and they're saying, like, oh, honey, you know, why aren't you doing this, this, this? You know, you've always been really bad about that thing in your life. You never really handle that. And then all of a sudden you feel like you know what. And it's like, oh, man, OMG, I do not even want to talk to you. So isn't that part of what you're talking about here about the navigation of our own life, what we suck up, what we let affect us?
Yes, that's correct. You know, to own your own story, and what I mean by that, you know, I think it follows and it flows through from the positive affirmations. You know, you go from, okay, so I made these choices, and this is what I did. And so then do you let your choices define you, or do you define your choices? Then you move on to owning your own story, okay? So if you create a certain aura around you, you know, with your choices and problems, struggles, adversity, whatever you want to call, whatever mistakes or whatever stepping stones you have come across, do you then allow other people to define how you should solve that, or do you go within and resolve to find a solution within yourself and then make the decision to stop repeating the pattern and transform your surroundings, starting with yourself? And that is what I mean by being the navigator.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we'll find a relative, a friend that can sort of tell us how to solve something and the amount of time we should be solving it, how to take care of ourselves, what I should be doing for what's best for me. But the only person that at the end of the day knows what's best for you is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you find what it is that creates strength within yourself, that creates that confidence, that self-esteem, that belief in yourself, if you keep seeking it from outside sources, it will never be true. And so I believe that to own your story, you have to own your life and be the navigator, essentially, of your own life. And I don't believe that that's, you know, it is not a case of control. It's more of a self, you know, reflection. I think that that is very important for any type of transformation or change.
I got to ask you about this because I had this little chit chat, I think it was yesterday. I don't know where in our history and our upbringing, Letty, and it really relates to this. Did control get a bad rap? You know,
right.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have never really sat down and made a distinction between control and over control or micro control. Yes, I know we live in life and things are going to change and there are some things that we have no control over. Right.
Right.
But there are things that we can change. Right. I mean, the Serenity Prayer is perfect for it because it talks about the things that you accept and the things that you know that you cannot change. And then you have to get smart enough to know which ones they are. And so
right.
That's really what you're talking about here, too.
Yes, it is. That's exactly right. You know, it is important that you seek for the wisdom to change the things that you can, accept the ones that you can't, and the knowledge to know the difference. And not only that, just accept your life as it is. You know, you can't deny the fact that you might have problems, or you can't deny the fact that you might be successful. You know, it comes hand in hand sometimes. You know, the difference lies in where you put your focus on. You put your focus on the negativity surrounding you and negative stimuli, or do you keep focusing on the positives of your life, you know, the accomplishments, how to solve versus how to complain, and do you create your own positive affirmations then turn your life around? Nobody can do that for you, regardless of the opinions of others. Nobody can do that for you. It comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you figure that part out, then you can move forward with that.
Yeah. Dr. H, what do you have to say about this?
So their story, are there problems? They want to dramatize it because it's something that choose to hold on to because it doesn't create change. So, and they're not wanting change. So I think that, you know, not only that, you know, I don't think that we should allow others to own our realities. Rather, we should choose to embrace them ourselves. You know, with that being said, I don't think we should own it ourselves, which is what we tend to do sometimes. I think we need to try to reframe it, change our perception of whatever that problem is, then, you know, release it by letting it go. And then, you know, as far as reliving it, you know, if we don't learn from that mistake and we don't choose to create that change, then what happens is we're just going to keep repeating that same pattern over and over. And, you know, by letting it go, it allows us to move forward with ease and grace, and then we stop fighting the problem and we can stop holding on to it.
Well, you know, we strive for this idea of perfection and, you know, perfectionism. And so, you know, let's talk about that. I mean, it seems like such an empty journey sometimes, at least in my own life as I look at it. Because, you know, my journey is, boy, I've been far from perfect. And and yet the struggle to achieve it is exhausting.
Very, very.
Yeah, you know, I think Bernie Brown best analyzes that, you know, there is strength in vulnerability. I can't even pronounce that word, but you know, when you're vulnerable, or when you find yourself in a situation or you feel that you're not adequate enough or you're flawed, when you accept that, I don't believe that that's a sign of weakness. I believe that to be a sign of strength because you understand yourself more. You don't deny the fact that, yes, I'm not the best at this. I may not do this correctly. And that doesn't mean that you're being an inner critic. That just means that you understand yourself. And you can then work towards transforming those areas of your life that you don't quite agree with. Or better yet, you can focus on the areas that are good about yourself and then move forward with that. I don't believe in flaws or mistakes, you know, a weak point in your persona. Unless you're not willing to admit them and are in denial, then, you know, that would be a different show.
Yeah. Do you have a place of zen for your mind and spirit, Letty?
I do. I do. I take walks. I may read. I do different things. Exercise is my next thing. I think I shut anything electronic off. And I may just strum on my guitar for a few. I write poetry. I have different diversions for everyday stimuli so that I can just have this place where I can just be myself. I don't have to listen to outside noise. I don't have to listen to anything around me. And I think that's important for anybody, whether you're looking for transformation or not, you know, to keep your level of focus to some level. You have to be able to detach from everything else.
Yeah, I mean, this is really a journey about what do we do? And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, why is it important to have a place where no negative thoughts are allowed? And then more importantly, you know, how do we do that? You know, how do we get to the place where no negative thoughts are allowed? And how do we live in that place almost until it's like breathing? We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. Healthy Solutions Exposed with my co-host, Dr. H. Letty M., transforming your bubble. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Everybody get up.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. For more information about Dr. Pat, that's me, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. If you've missed any part of this, you can go ahead and go to the archives. There will be a replay later on today at transformationtalkradio.com. And, you know, we're talking with both my co-host, Dr. H. Letty M., Transforming Your Bubble. And, you know, part of this is looking at change and what happens to change. You know, and how we handle it in our lives. You know, are we the facilitators of positive change or do we wait for things to happen to us? And, you know, then when we do, what do we do to re-energize ourselves? Letty, you had a few things to say. And then Dr. H, you know, I want to hear from you on this, what this means, especially in terms of external chaos.
Okay. Well, as far as Zen to me is kind of like the balance of opposite thoughts for Zen with the mind. So, for example, you have to have, you know, you have good thoughts, you have bad thoughts, you have positive thoughts, you have negative thoughts. So basically, you need the darkness of night, you know, to appreciate the light of the day. So, you know, you have to also have earth in order to be in harmony with the sky. And the harmony of these thoughts, as we understand them, you know, the combination of those balance creates a harmony that creates Zen. So in order to have this, you know, we have to produce a spirit of understanding that it takes the bad with the good in order to enjoy the good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this allows us the opportunity to learn and grow. And, you know, as far as kind of combining that with the chaos of basically your inner conscious, your inner voice that speaks to your, you know, speaks to us. We just have to learn to listen to that. And basically that becomes our inner truth. And when we can reach a place of our knowing that our choices affect that external world and vice versa, because our external world, you know, the bubble, if you will, and that's merely a reflection of what's going on in our internal being and our internal soul. And meditation, it's a good tool to tap into that oneness with the divine, and that, you know, gives us understanding so we can learn to listen to our inner guide even more. So once we can learn to listen and we can trust, then we gain trust in that we can continue to walk in alignment of our external and our internal truth. And it's really just the language. It's a language that, you know, that our soul speaks to our heart. And if we can stop long enough to listen, you know, that guides us. And mm-hmm. that's going to direct us to a place that we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this helps us create our external bubble because it's formed, like I said, you know, over a period of time of all of the things that happened through these struggles. That everything outside of us and all that chaos is just a reflection of what's going on the inside. And basically, you know, through our adversities, you know, and all those blows that we're faced with, you know, on a day-to-day basis, those things can become, over a period of time, just like I was saying, the external chaos of our world. And once we can do this, over a period of time, start to identify that, trust that knowing, trust that guide, and what we focus on expands so we can make it also not in a bad way where things externally are showing up we don't want. We can change that to where externally things are coming that we want. It just takes a period of time in order to change that. And, you know, this helps us, you know, prevents us from walking down a path of self-destruction. And, just breaking the patterns, basically, because it's all patterns. It's all a matter of what we're used to and what we attract and what we're willing to change within ourselves in order to change mm-hmm. our external circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from looking at this in terms of the baggage we carry from day to day, you know, I think, you know, from Letty, from your point of view, you know, what do you do to leave your yesterday's baggage in yesterday?
I just, you know, I have learned to live in the moment. You know, I'm a book reader, and I'm very much a person, or I have become much a person of living in the moment. And what does the moment mean? Well, to live in today is to forget about yesterday, and I don't mean forget about everything that's going on in your life. It just simply means that you accept what has happened in your life, you're okay with the events that have occurred in your life, and you understand that today is not yesterday. And as long as you keep carrying the mentality of yesterday, or the problems of yesterday, or the mistake, or, you know, anything that is not a positive influence on your today, you will continue to live on the days of yesterday. And for me, I just have learned to do that. You know, to create your future, you can't live in the past. I think that one tip to be able to move on from whatever might be a trouble in anybody's life, or what I can tell you has helped me, is to perhaps get down on a piece of paper those things in your life that you wish to improve, you know, and those things in your life that you don't feel are contributing to your performance or your motivation or to your self-improvement in some form or another. You know, write those down, crumble them up, and get rid of them if you visually need to do that. If you find yourself that you're unable to move past certain things in your life, if you find yourself that you can't find the confidence or the energy to get rid of certain things in your life, write them down on a piece of paper. You know, make it a day of, okay, from this day forward, this is how I'm going to move forward. And don't just say it, do it. And by that, I mean, like I said, you can write two or three things. You don't have to write a slew of lists of things that you want to get rid of. Start with three things. Three things that you want to improve in your life, and get rid of those and make a decision and a determination to move them in the past. Then start living your present. Because when you start living in your present and improving on that and adding to it, adding value, and adding those things, whatever that is, you know, that means to you, it's a very personal thing. You know, you don't add value to your life by adding somebody else's value. It comes from within. And so you make the decision for yourself what that is to you, what that means to you. Put it on a motivational board if that's what you wish to do. I got that idea from reading The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. It's a recent book that I read. I posted everything on my wall, you know, the things that I am looking forward to, the things that I'm going to be accomplishing. And that has really determined, you know, the things that it has given me more of an outline of what to do on a daily basis to get me to those steps. It has allowed me to shed my past in some form or another, and it has allowed me to live in the present. You know, I think living in a present is so important. We get so caught up with, you know, television, the phone, yesterday's problems, I got to pay this bill, my son's sick. And we just get so wound and attached to everything that surrounds us that we forget that, you know, you have a life today. You know, another way that I have learned to be able to shift the past in some form or another and create a better present is to think of in terms of what will happen if I'm not here tomorrow. Would be important if I accomplished it today?
Yeah, these are the questions. Yeah, these are the questions, Letty, I think that we ask ourselves in order mm-hmm. to make sure that, you know, we're not sitting on a fence of our lives. But boy, I'll tell right. you know, being stuck is really a condition that many, many people have, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. It is. And it's a state of mind. But it's a state of mind and the condition that anybody, like I said, has the ability to change. You just have to make the commitment and have the determination to do it. I believe everybody has that within them. Mm-hmm. You just have to determine this is what I'm going to do with my life, and this is how I'm going to change and take the steps to get there.
Well, you know, let's talk about two things that you mentioned. One of them, you know, I was really struck by the idea of emotions, talking about emotions, and also humility. And, you know, sometimes humility has been seen as a weakness. and so have expressing emotions. And we perceive emotions in many, many ways in our society. And, you know, part of the question is, you know, how do we look at the things going on in our outside world? Then how do we then look at the emotional response we have to those things? And, you know, what do we do with that? You know, it's really interesting. I was talking with someone the other day, and we had a little debate over whether or not we should express anger. You know, my friend and I, we were talking about anger. And, you know, we were saying, okay, it's not politically correct to be angry. And I thought, I had to go back and think about, now, where did I read that that was true? You know, what is it that I know about anger and the response of anger that is true or not true? And so I'd love for you to talk about, you know, this realm of emotions as it relates to this external chaos, Dr. H, that you talked about.
Well, a lot of emotions, you know, the preconceived ideas that's been passed down from generation to generation. You know, we've been programmed that, you know, crying and looking is a weak form of weakness, and it's not good. When all reality, it's a way of cleansing and releasing. And if we can release what's going on the inside, that internal chaos, we can help prevent from attracting that or reflecting that into our external environment and creating external chaos. And it goes both ways. So what's going on externally, we take on internally as either a good or a bad thing, that how we respond to it's what we create more. So we focus on expanse, whether that be good or bad. You know, however, you know, with these good and these bad emotions, we have to have both of them during a lifetime, because if we don't know what it's like to feel bad, we don't know what it's like to feel good. We just don't want to stay there in one place too long. You know, but what happens is, you know, we focus on it, it magnifies that emotion, and then it makes it bigger than it really is. You know, for instance, guilt, you know, being one of the lowest vibrational thoughts. You know, if we feel guilty, we feel joy. And then sometimes this burden is such emotions just becomes so heavy, you know, it makes it hard to handle it. And sometimes it feels like it's like a huge weight sitting on us. And feeling like that mountain on top of our shoulders, you know, eventually we're going to crush. And, you know, it robs us of feeling any of our happiness or joy. So when we now add that a repeated pattern of action, it becomes a snowball effect in our lives and in our minds. And we become overwhelmed, and then we start to surround ourselves with a black cloud of self-doubt and feelings of worthlessness. And then, you know, in all reality, though, it's okay to feel like this. We just can't stay there. Mm-hmm. So we have to identify it, let it go. We can shift our conscious thought to reframe it through, you know, the affirmations. And if we choose to stay in that thought, then what happens is we start to in a repeated cycle of despair and hopelessness, and we lose our clarity about our inner truth, and then we continue to encounter more of what we don't want.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But we do it, and sometimes we don't even know it.
Right. So once we can identify these emotions, and it, you know, which is key to getting to the core of the existence of them, then, you know, we can go through that layering process of, you know, because sometimes we're not ready to open up to that. And again, it's change. So what it is, we can allow ourselves to go through it, but change a little bit at a time, you know, and eventually, you know, we make a complete circle and we can learn from our mistake. And so we can, you know, until we do that, though, we're really holding ourselves back just repeating the same thing. And each time we repeat it, it just gets a little deeper than the last before until, you know, we finally get it, we release it. And then our belief system, you know, with the polar opposite becomes true. So in this case, you know, if you've been thinking despair and devastation, then you can start to experience, once you release that, you can start to experience the joy and the bliss.
I love that. I mean, because, you know, part of this really is getting at the truth of things. But
yeah,
sometimes we can
make
the process seem way easier than it is. I mean, I got a question for both of you, you know, kind of as we kind of summarize this today. I mean, can you point to experiences in your own life where you've had to move beyond, you know, the, you know, what we like to call the epidemic of negative thinking, you know, to take that step? And then what role does faith play in it? And what I mean by faith, I don't mean like faith as a religion, but the belief, the strength of your conviction that you can change.
Well, for me, where we were talking about perfectionism, and I mean, that is something that I have struggled with my entire life.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, you know, for instance, you know, what we focus on, we expand.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
When I was a kid, you know, I just want everything, all my Barbies were lined up in a certain way. I cleaned up after my parents, which was really good because they didn't tell me to clean. I cleaned, but it was all fresh. It's so bad that I didn't, my wife, she was getting dirty. And this is inbred as a pet. So, like, I might be out at school, and I couldn't even see when somebody would scuff my shoe, but I always watched that. So everybody would step on my foot. Next thing you know, my shoes would have marks all over them because I was focusing on it. And now I can identify this. You know, as a child, I didn't know what it was. I just kept trying to focus on, okay, why is everybody stepping on my shoes?
Yeah.
you know, but I was attracting that through the inner chaos of it bothering me. But in all reality, it was focusing on the bad versus focusing on the good.
Right.
And it's a shift in our thought of trying to see that maybe things might just be perfect the way they already are, and to keep looking at the good and keep looking at the good, and eventually that will expand and we'll get more of that good in our own lives.
Wow. You know, part of that is really stepping into a whole new story. I think, you know, Letty, that's what you were talking about, isn't it? You know, what is the story we're going to create in our lives? You know, what have you found the best way to create the stories?
To me, at first, the best way to create your story is to get started. You know, you own the pen to your life. You have the pages. And every day you get an empty page. You can see your pages as being full from yesterday's junk, or you can see it as I turn the page, this is a new page, and this is what I will accomplish and do today. You know, you own the pen to your own writing. You know, and that comes along with emotions, with negative, positive, or whether it works or not. You know, you write your story every day that you wake up and you get up from your bed. The decision you have to make and the choice you have every day is, what story will you write for that day? What are you going to do for that day? And will you keep repeating the same chapters that you already wrote? Or will you make a decision to pick up your pen and write a new chapter? You know, nobody can take that away from you. You own that part of your life. And so you make those decisions. And when you decide what your story will look like, what your moment will look like, what your today will look like, then you continue then from there to create your future.
You know, part of this is also, you know, looking at each layer at a time. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, my journey has been throughout my life is like just when I think I'm peeling something back, right? It's like, oh, wait a minute. I peeled it back. I thought I was going to get cinnamon, but when I peeled it back, I got cayenne pepper. And boy, I didn't expect that. Now what? I mean, it really is this process of kindly peeling back those things that don't serve us.
Right. And I think that comes along with emotions. You know, we were discussing emotions with anger, frustration, happiness. You know, those are all emotions. And I think that as long as you hold them back, you know, I don't believe in repressing emotions or, you know, being strong. I think, you know, as people, especially men, they're taught and raised to be strong, you know, don't be weak, don't be wimpy. If you show emotions, that's not appropriate. I think, you know, that emotions are something that you need to let out of yourself, because the more you repress them, the more likely you are to repeat the same pattern of behavior that you were already carrying through.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize that you have those within you, once you make the decision to shed some of those emotions out, whether it's through music, through writing,
through a process, through a seminar, even just sitting at home, taking walks and deciding that you're going to change something within yourself or your life. Once you make those decisions and commitments, then you're better able to expose some of those emotions out. I think, you know, artists or perhaps authors or sport writers or even a regular person, you know, you just have to make decisions. I think that the worst thing you can do for yourself is not to allow yourself to heal.
Yeah.
Because that feeling, we become numb. We become numb to ourselves and our surroundings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is really, really quite a conundrum for us. And, you know, what do you make of my comment about anger? You know, when I said I had a little debate with someone, you know, I have someone that, you know, believes that getting it, breaking out into a full rage is okay. I actually believe that it's unhealthy to bottle up anger, but I don't believe that we have to break out into full rage. And I bring up anger because I think it is being talked about quite a bit right now in our pop culture in a lot of different ways. You know, I think that we have, you know, a level of fury around the whole Ebola crisis. I just think that there's a veneer of anger that we're hovering as a society that seems to dim the light of joy. What do you ladies think? Who wants to go first?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, which was kind of what I was saying. And I think one thing that can help us with that is to try to choose to, and first of all, this is a society you're talking about. So the society is the collective, you know, cosmic collection of all of everybody, which magnifies that and gets bigger and bigger. And then you add media to that and it even grows.
Right.
But from an individual standpoint, if we can choose to start responding rather than reacting and really just stop for a minute, you know, take it in, process it before we even, you know, come back with our response as far as reacting, a reaction response. And what one way that can help to do that is to sit down and, you know, kind of go at it as, okay, yes, I'm going to get it out there. I'm going to express my anger. Say you have anger with a family member, something from growing up. Well, maybe sit down and write a letter that is totally the angriest version you can, but then follow it up with the sweetest version you can. And then in the middle, come up with a letter that balances between the two. But it allows you to release it. You know, burn that angry letter.
Right.
Now you physically released it. So you did get it out. So there's other ways you can release that rather than an outburst that really does nothing but create more of what you don't want or what we don't need as a society.
Yeah. I mean, it really, we're really at a place of choice in so many, many ways. I want to thank you guys for joining me here today. I got one last question. I want to know what your personal message is. You know, Dr. H, what do you want to leave us with, Letty? And also, let people know how they can find out more about you.
Okay. You can find me through email at LettyMBelieve at gmail.com. Through the show, I will be posting my website soon, so you can follow that link to that. And that's how you can reach me. And my final thought for you that I wrote for this is a quote by Maya Angelou. She's one of my favorite poets and one of those people I've always admired and read about. People may forget what you said. People may forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. But that includes yourself. So don't ever forget about yourself. When you're talking about, you know, improvement in others, improvement in your surroundings, your self-improvement is just as important. So you got to be kind to yourself as well.
Wow. Thank you. That's great.
Now, and for me, I can be reached at thefreedomguru.com. I also can be emailed through there in order to receive a free download for a 21-day freedom challenge. And my final thought is just to really embrace change, learn to look at it as something that can actually enhance your life and that you can learn from that rather than struggle with it. Going with the flow is much easier than paddling upstream. And I also, you know, we were talking about Beyonce, so I will leave you with a quote that she has.
Yep.
In my life, I've learned, I've loved, I've lost, I've missed, I've hurt,
I've trusted, I've made mistakes, but most of all, I've learned.
That's why we like, that's why we just love Beyonce. That's why we do. That's a level of humility that you don't see that often. Well, I want to thank you both for today. And I can't wait till we do the next show. Thank you guys so very much for a very powerful message. Because, you know, whether we like it or not, change is inevitable. And what does the Borg say? Resistance is futile. That's my quote for today. bring the Borg. We got to bring the Borg back. That's what we got to do. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Dr. Pat. Thanks,
right.
Lydia.
Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time. Coming up, Laura Longley.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.